Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. We had some football talk there about a half an hour ago. Longer ago with Sam Monson on the show. Among other things, talking about the possible results of the next round of changes to the kickoff rules. The NFL is like, all right, the 30 wasn't enough. How's the 35 suit you?
They're calling this the even more dynamic kickoff.
Yes, yes.
That's not official.
But also a lot still, some more from yesterday on the Sabres and Kevin Adams press conference, the NHL draft opens Friday night.
Yeah, it is a, you know, we spent largely yesterday dissecting what he said and how he said it. It's a big week in hockey. I mean, the draft is a time when business is normally done. Teams are reshaping rosters, decisions on letting players go and hit free agency. All of that is coming to a head here in the next week. So it is an important time. It's, you know, dejected as we often are about the Sabres. There's a lot going on in hockey.
Let us know what you're thinking, 803-0550 to do so. Here is Dominic with us next. Hi, Dominic.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first time really on the show.
What does really mean?
I don't know. I text sometimes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I've traveled for work, and I had you guys, since Delta let us search on YouTube in the seatbacks, I had you guys on the YouTube stream, too, so that was pretty cool.
Great.
On an airplane, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But hey, I just want to say, I have 12 employees under me at work, and if last year we couldn't give raises, and I had to get up in front of them and say, hey, this is awful, and I'm not getting, no one's getting a raise, and I just flat out was said, we could do better. This is bad. But if Kevin Adams, the way he talked, if he did that in corporate America, man, I mean, employees would either be transferring or no one would want to work for that person. And I just find it frustrating that this guy talks to us like we're like, I can't say the word, but it's terrible. And I think he needs to be media trained. And I think someone in the Sabres organization needs to sit down with him and say, the way you're sounding, you sound like a suck up, what. So that's just all my two cents. It just drives me nuts. And, that's all I got.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of people have talked about this, have sounded like that since yesterday and at other times with Adams. Yeah, I think if you're lucky enough to be running that team 5 years in without any real success or even the bare minimum making the playoffs, and on top of that you've got a 14-year playoff drought that your era is a big part of, but it even goes beyond that, of course. I just think you can't not sound humble. I think you just have to come off as humble. I don't think it's that hard. It shouldn't, but it's just not maybe in him. I mean, he instead was defensive and, he's mad. He doesn't like the criticism and he thinks it's unfair, at least some of it. And that's where he launches off. Yesterday that happened without even getting a question about how, what he right. used as an example of it. So, yeah, I mean, that's not – the caller is saying it runs deeper, like that employees or players would be, you know, put off by mm-hmm. how he is. I don't know, maybe. But I think in terms of the fans, the last thing Sabres fans want to listen to now is anything that even is the least bit adjacent to, not my fault, and that's palm trees, and that's taxes, and that's a little bit yesterday. The media, yeah. the and as we said many times yesterday, the example he used of media misinformation, actually, if he had his finger on the pulse, was something that fans who were in tune with the team might have liked thinking was true.
They would find it encouraging that they would divest themselves of a player who has become very unpopular, largely because of one incident. I mean, his play overall has been disappointing, to say, to be kind, since he signed that massive extension. Massive time-wise. I mean, $4.5 million is like, you know, whatever. It's flipping nickels around in the NHL as far as cap numbers go. But it's not nothing. But it's more the term. And it was after 50-some games. It's just they got a lot ahead of themselves on deciding that this was a key piece. And it really hasn't delivered. And then you have the flashpoint of the Thompson incident against the Devils. And he's a guy on a team that's not very tough top to bottom to begin with, who looks like a guy who should be able to handle some of that for you, especially in a situation like that, which to me should be all hands on deck no matter what, no matter who you are or what your reputation is, and he just took a pass. So that has hurt his standing, Samuelson's standing within the fan base severely. So it's a very awkward guy to like say I'm choosing, I don't know, dying on the hill is not quite right, but like I'm gonna pick a fight on this hill for this piece of land. It's just an odd place to be, because yeah, the fans, if fans saw the report, which really was entirely Frank Cervelli said this on a podcast, it's not like he wrote a story about it or anything, but he said it was out there, a fan would come across and go like, oh, okay, and sort of nod. Like, oh, well, you know, I hate to have dead money, but they could be better on the ice, you know, with a different guy in that role. Like, that might be encouraging. But instead, he can't wait to put a pin in that balloon. And, yeah, the overall here, I've made the point many times, including again yesterday, the palm trees and taxes comment from last year, while certainly representing fairly the challenges that you are facing, is not a message you want to send to your employees at all. It effectively is telling them, no one wants to come help us, and really, I would replace some of you if they would, but they won't, so you're here. I don't think I'm being too liberal with that. I think that is a way that, if I were on that team, that I would perceive that. That is fireable the minute it happened, in my opinion, as someone who's supposed to be leading the organization and setting the tone. You're making the guys that are here, who committed long-term, sure, they're being paid handsomely, but they might feel like they're being held here. It's not it's a terrible misstep. It's just terrible. Fireable, I think, but here we are.
Yeah, I think it can be, I feel like I'm often making it sound so easy. I mean, I think a lot of it is. I think where you can get in trouble, whether you're Kevin Adams in this case, or us, or anybody sort of in life, like you can probably play it safer and be better off just by saying less. There is an instinct to like fill the space. Even if like you're at a press conference, mm-hmm. not just hosting a show, but you want to fill the space, you're trying to get, they're asking for a soundbite. They're often, especially like the TV guys are asking questions. They really don't care what the answer is. It's not even interesting.
They just want 12 seconds for the
they
news.
They want 40 yeah. seconds. They want yeah. 30, 40 seconds. So you have the, you know, it's a give and take. But really, it is pretty easy to avoid that, I think. The one challenge you have, like to the point you keep making about how the players would have heard that, is you're talking to the fans, but also the players. Like, they're listening to, or they're going to be listening if it's controversial. Like, they're going to know about
it. They're going to hear about it, right.
And so, like, in terms of Samuelson, or this is Gergensen's last year, like, he's probably thinking about the player. He knows them, and mm-hmm. he's probably thinking of, this is a way to defend them, to defend their play, and to show your view on how important they are to your organization. So we would, you know, not exactly the quote, but we would never buy him out. You know, he's important to us. We would never buy him out. And, you know, he's going to hear that or just already know it and feel sure. better.
Yeah.
But he's not somebody, since it was about him, I already gave him a long-term contract. Like, I don't need to worry about his feelings so much, I think. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have to worry about his status because of this deal. And if we buy him out, he's going to get the money. And, you know, that's just going to be what right. we do, because this is business. This is not all what Adam should say either. Simply, we talk about everything.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want it to be true that the Sabres talk about everything? Why would you want it to be true of any team? Would you trade this player? Would you buy out this player? What about, who can you go get? He does say this often. We have conversations, you know, but that's all he needed. And it's not what happened yesterday, because, like, as Paul Hamilton put it, be in his bonnet. Like, he wanted to fire off against media, against people who are, in his opinion, misinforming the fans. And I don't know, is that ever a good look? Is that ever a good look? Even when, like, successful coaches and GMs do that, does it ever work? Like, Polian, right? Like, does it ever really look good?
It plays with the fans if you're good, if you win. Like, Brandon Bean is a hero to a lot of Bills fans for what he did with our morning show.
Really?
I think a lot of fans feel like he's, you know, he's passionate about his guys. He's defending their honor, and these smart-ass radio guys, what do they know? That kind of thing. Like, when it comes to that, I mean, we've been doing this long enough together. I feel like I have learned this. When it comes to the team or us,
oh, we lose.
Our audience chooses the team. And, like, there's an example, and, you know, I'm not going to go through my Twitter feed to show the receipts, but they're there. Team, when it comes, push comes to shove there. But yeah, you just say less. Like, I could, again, it's never been difficult for me to understand that Kevin Adams would feel privately talking with his, you know, provided they're there occasionally, his management team,
when they're in town,
that, like, man, Florida, Vegas, no taxes, the weather, like, we're in tough here. Like, sure, privately, you can feel that way. It's completely legitimate. You do not say that in public to the league, to the league's players, to the managers in the league, to everyone, and especially, again, your own players. You just don't. Everyone was laughing at him and them. Fireable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The moment it happened.
Nope. Just going to say, speaking of weather, it right now is 86 by my phone here in Amherst, Miami, 84. We can't even win on summer because it's too hot in the summer there, right? But no, I saw a map yesterday. Like, everybody's riding a heat wave. Boston, I think yesterday was 102. But Miami was like 80. Stop it, Miami. Stop it. It's bad enough what it's like in January.
Right. We're all roasting
You should be roasting.
You're cooler than us?
Yes.
That's not right.
Trista's down there.
It's not okay.
Really? By the way, yeah. Like, oh, it's nice and cool out.
No.
What, are you in Portland? No, I'm in Miami, Florida. It's just perfect out in the summer. That shouldn't happen. That should not happen. Boston, 102. You're not going to get back on the 100-degree horse this year? More action on will it be the first year ever?
No.
Look at how it's starting. We're almost 90, right?
Yeah.
And it's still not even July. Come on. Let's go. Let's see some action here.
I rushed that.
100 degrees.
If I could start over now and get, but I'm chasing.
Yeah, you are.
I don't want to do that.
Don't chase.
Yeah.
Don't. Sending money, bad money after lost money or something.
Right. However that goes. It's just not.
That's not how it goes. Something along those lines, I think. Good
money after bad. I don't even know if that's
I don't know.
Either. Let's stop.
Ryan is next. Hello, Ryan.
Thank you for being there, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, so going back to the NFL kickoff here, the one thought I had on all this is, you know, if you kick the ball out of bounds, it goes to the 40. If you kick a touchback, it goes to the 35. So where does that, like, change the strategy with trying to pin them closer to the sideline when you're kicking off, possibly? Hmm. It's only that five-yard difference.
That's a good question. What's the perfect kickoff? The perfect kickoff is caught at the 3. In the corner, right? That's what you want. But you can't cut it too close, because if it goes out of bounds, that's bad. So I think that's like outside the hash marks, inside the 5, but not in the end zone. If it bounces in the end zone, Bulldog, that's not the 35, that's the 20.
If it bounces short between the 20 and the goal line, and that, yeah, I can't wait for a review to determine whether the nose of the ball broke the plane of the goal line when it landed and rolled into the end zone for a touchback. I can't wait for that.
I echo those sentiments.
It's going to be great, scintillating television.
I don't know, Ryan. You cared enough about it to call us. Do you think it could be interesting this year with this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, some teams will have to make a decision which they care more about, those 5 yards or the chance to pin someone back a lot farther. And I feel like, you know, ever since these changes happened, the Bills have been more willing to avoid the touchback. So just, you know, what sort of skills do the kickers have to do that placement?
Yeah. No, you're out. Thank you, Ryan. You're raising a point I had not thought of, which is that the difference between the new touchback spot and the out-of-bounds spot is cut in half from last year, which should logically make you more willing to try the sideline, you know? You don't want to kick the ball out of bounds, but maybe you're more willing to kick for the corner. I love a review. I don't remember last year if there were any kickoff landing zone reviews. Were there any? I don't remember seeing one.
I didn't recall.
But we're still champing at the bit for one, so no, we can complain about it.
It's a whole new year, though, so... we shall see. I think the optimal kickoff is what I've said a couple of times, which is line drive, lands inside the 20, goes to the end. Nobody can field it. It's knuckleball, whatever. But that might be really hard to execute and trust, that you're going to get it to the landing zone. It's not going to go sideways and go out of bounds on you or whatever. But like that's if you're worried about the return game and you're worried about the 35 or the 40 with the sideline, that's the kick. But it's rife with pitfalls. I mean, it can go wrong. It has to be really precise, I think.
I look forward to, I think it'll come, predictions, analysis of what the impact will be. Is the 35 versus the 25 from 2 years ago and, you know, most recent years enough of a difference to force, you know, quote, force the kicking team into a different plan? And just like what percentages of drives that end up in points based on starting field position. I'm sure that's available data. Like, that's not something that has to be new. Drives have started at the 35 before. But just like how tangible a difference is that? How significant a difference is that? It's like, it's one first down, right? I mean, the 35 from the 25 is one first down. But you are, with kickers now, you are 30 yards away from scoring.
Right.
From being more than 50% to score. I think if you're at the plus 35, or at least the plus 30, you would be more than 50% to score points on that drive. You'd probably have to be. So maybe it's big. And maybe teams think it's big and won't kick the ball in the end zone, which is maybe what the league wants. And maybe then we're talking about kickoff returners as more important.
Like right.
Who is the 2025 version of Cordarrelle Patterson? Like, do we have how much of a game changer is that?
Right. You mentioned earlier Chenault being signed here, I think, is entirely about that. The trick with him is they had Corrington last year, who's a corner, but, you know.
Codrington,
thank you. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. He played in the finale, I think, right? Like, he's not someone that's in the rotation. He's here because he returns punts and kicks. And Chenault has zero punt returns in his NFL career. He is not a dual return man. He returns kickoffs, and it's not fielded punts. I don't even think he did it in college. I think I read when they signed him. So he is not an upgrade / replacement. He's a supplement. And will they keep two guys? Will they find someone else on the roster that is already here that, you know, is in the rotation to field punts and return punts? Are they going to keep two return men, you know, one for kickoffs? Because they would use two guys on kickoffs now, too. You're going to do that. So there's maybe a cause for it. But in the model that the Bills have got going right now, recognizing that this could change, like, if Chenault is here and isn't really of any value as a receiver, like, on the offense, and Carrington is not of any value really on the defense as a corner, I don't think that's optimal at all. I do not want to have two roster spots. Unless the kickoff becomes so important, which it could. I suppose that's in the window. You know, maybe they'll make a determination on that in the preseason to some extent. Because they've always valued having that specialist. They've gone out and sought that player out. They traded for this Carrington at the end of the preseason to get him in here. So I just don't know if it's worth it. I feel like that could be an overreaction to the new rules. Like, I've got two specialists now who really are not helping me on either side of the ball, and they're here just to do that. Man, that's tough, I think.
803-0550 for your thoughts. Thanks, Ryan. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.